Masechet Cholin, Perek Dalir, Mishnah Dalir will continue to talk about a case of an animal fetus that stuck its leg out of the womb before the mother was slaughtered. Mishnah says, Behema hamikasha lelid, if an animal was having a difficult time in labor, v'hotzi ubar et yado v'hattacha, and the fetus that was inside of the mother stuck its leg out of the womb, and as its leg was out of the womb, somebody cut it off. So that leg was now eved minahai. It's considered to be a problem in terms of a detached limb from a living animal. One of the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach, obviously forbidden to be eaten, and it becomes a source of tum'ah as a nevela. So at that point in time, ve'ahar kach shehat et imo, and then he slaughtered the mother. Habasar tahor, the meat of the fetus is tahor, even though the leg that was ever minahai for a quick moment did touch the fetus inside, but we say that the meat was not food at that point in time. Since the fetus was inside the mother, it wasn't food, it was part of the mother. And the mother is a living creature, and a living creature cannot become something that receives tum'ah. So the fetus was part of the mother, and therefore also does not become something that receives tum'ah. Shehat et imo ve'ahar kach hattacha. If he slaughtered the mother and then cut off the foreleg that stuck out of the womb, habasad maga nevela, the meat of the fetus is tameh, like something that touched the nevela, because the meat was a food when it touched the leg, which is tameh, like a nevela. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. What we're saying over here is the leg is obviously tameh because it's ever been a high. And what happens here is at that moment in time when the ever been a high touched the fetus, the mother was dead. The shahita happened. So the fetus is not considered to be part of the mother. And therefore, it was a piece of food, basically. And that food touched the Eved Minahai and became Tameh as well. V'hachamim disagree over here. V'hachamim omrim, maga terefa shehuta. Say hachamim, by touching the leg, the meat of the fetus is something that touched a terefa that was slaughtered, which is not Tameh. The shehita of a terefa obviously doesn't allow you to eat it, but it does purify it in one way where now it doesn't have the tum'ah like a nevela. And that's how he's going to explain. We find with a terefa that its slaughter purifies it from being a nevela. So therefore here as well, so the slaughter of the animal here, when we say the animal, we're talking about the mother being slaughtered purifies the limb that was cut off, the eved minahai of the fetus, from the tum'ah of a nevela. Even though the slaughter does not permit that limb for eating, it does change it from the status of a nevela to a terefa. Rabbi Meir, who says that the mother shehita doesn't do anything for the limb that stuck out, he's going to respond to the hachamim. Amar lehem Rabbi Meir lo. Rabbi Meir says, no, how could you compare the two? Im tahara shehita terefa o tadava shegufa. If the slaughter of a terefa purifies it from being a nevela, something that's happening to its own body, could it say that the slaughter of the mother should purify the limb of the fetus, something that has nothing to do with their own body? So maybe the shehita of an animal removes the nevela status from itself, even if the animal's a terefa. But how could you say that it extends to something that's not actually her, like the limb of a fetus? So now the Mishnah finishes its discussion about the leg that comes out of the womb of the mother. We'll talk now about the halakha that we mentioned, that shehita purifies a terefa from the tum'ah of a nevela, a law that both Rabbi Meir and Hachamim agree on. Minayin la terefa? Where do we know that a terefa that gets slaughtered, it purifies it from becoming a nevela? On the opposite end, the following reason would show that the shehita should not purify the terefa. Behema teme'a asura ba'achila. A non-kosher animal is forbidden for eating. Av terefa asura ba'achila. Terefa as well is forbidden to be eaten. So wouldn't it make sense to say, ma behema teme'a en shehaitata mitaharata? So just like a non-kosher animal, the slaughter does not allow it to be eaten, and it also doesn't purify it from the tum'a of a nevila. Av terefa. So too, in the case of a terefa, the slaughter, which doesn't make it edible either, should also not purify it from the tumah of a nevela. Answers the Gemara, answers the Mishnah, lo. You can't compare a terefa to a non-kosher animal. You could say that, in terms of the shehita not working in the case of a non-kosher animal, that's because it never had a moment of fitness to be eaten. It was always a non-kosher animal. Can we say the same thing about a terefa? A terefa did have a moment where it was technically a kosher animal before it became a terefa. A non-kosher animal was never involved in the world of shehita, so therefore shehita can't affect it. A terefa, which is an animal that developed a problem later on, was at some point in time susceptible to shehita, and therefore the shehita would remain effective in terms of the purification of the tuma'a of a nevela, even though you're forbidden to eat the terefa. And the Mishnah will then push back. Take the reason you brought and take it back. You tried to bring a reason to make a difference between the shehita of a non-kosher animal and the shehita of a terefa, which is that the fact that the terefa was once kosher at one point in time and then became a terefa. Says the Mishnah, how would you explain the situation of an animal that was a terefa from the womb, where it never had a moment in time that it could get a kosher shehita? Why is that animal different from a non-kosher animal? Says the Mishnah, lo. No, even an animal that was born a terefa is different from a non-kosher animal. If you say that shehita does not purify in the situation of a non-kosher animal, that's because there's no idea of shehita for an animal like that. Could you say the same to an animal that was born a terefa, where the laws of shehita are applicable to it? Yeah, so here in this situation, since the animal was born a terefa, it can get shehita, but it's in play. The laws of shehita apply to that type of animal, and therefore shehita purifies the terefa from the tum'ah of a nevela. Now the Mishnah will say the source for this halakha, that shehita purifies a terefa, there's a type of kosher animal to which shehita will not apply whatsoever. Ben Shemona, hi, in the case of a live 8-month-old fetus that was born from a cow, and shehitato mitaharato. The halakha is that the slaughter does not purify it from being a nevela, because there's no law of slaughter for an animal of that type. In other words, if an animal was born at 8 months old, it's already considered to be not viable, it's considered to be dead, and doing shehita would do nothing at all to it. So that type of animal that was born in that fashion, it's considered to be just like a regular non-kosher animal. Shehita would be meaningless on it, and it would not purify it from the tum'ah of a nevelah.